This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Ready to go? Okay. The Senate will come to order. Leading us in prayer this afternoon is Reverend Norm Schomper of the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. Followed by today's prayer will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the page of the day, Caitlin Foreman of Pierre.
Let us pray. Almighty God, Lord of all creation, we give you thanks for the freedom to come together as a citizen government. We ask your blessing on all public servants and elected officials, but especially those gathered in this chamber here today. Inspire them all to do your work in a spirit of wisdom, charity, and justice. Help all of us use our authority to serve faithfully and to promote our common life, especially that of our constituents who we name in our hearts at this time of silence. All these things we ask in the name of your saving presence among us and of all creation. Amen.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howey, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Gerstead, Klocek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Turback, Berry, Valley. There is a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the second day. All errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Communications and petitions.
December 3rd, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Article 4, Section 9 of the Constitution, and subject to your consent, I'm honored to inform you that I have appointed Thomas Oster, Hughes County, Pierre, South Dakota, to the position of Secretary of the Department of Education. This appointment was effective November 17th, 2008. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Mr. Bloom to the Secretary of the Department of Education is referred to the Education Committee.
January 13, 2009. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of South Dakota Codified Law 33-1-10 and 33-1-10.1, and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Timothy A. Reich, Minor County, Howard, South Dakota, as the Assistant Adjutant General Army. This appointment is effective May 1, 2009. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Tim Reich as Assistant Adjutant General is referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
January 17, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Section 20-13-2 of the South Dakota Codified Laws, and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Marilyn Grossenberg, Winner, Tripp County, South Dakota, to the Commission on Human Rights. This appointment is effective January 17, 2008, and shall continue until June 30, 2011. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
Marilyn Grossenberg's appointment will be referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services.
April 4, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 3-6A of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Judy Greff, Beadle County, here in South Dakota, to the Career Service Commission. This reappointment is effective April 23, 2008, and shall continue until April 22, 2012. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
That appointment is referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
February 5, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1-45 of the South Dakota Codified Laws, and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Patricia Simmons, Minnehaha County, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Education. This reappointment is effective immediately and shall continue until December 31, 2011. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The reappointment of Patricia Simmons to the Board of Education is referred to the Committee on Education.
March 27, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1-45 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform that I have appointed Terry Sabers, Mitchell, Davison County, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Education. This appointment is effective March 27, 2008, and shall continue until December 31, 2011. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Terry Sabers to the Board of Education is also referred to the Committee on Education.
April 7, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 41-2 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Mike Authier, Lyman County, Vivian, South Dakota, to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. This reappointment is effective immediately and shall continue until January 10, 2012. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The reappointment of Mike Authier to Game, Fish, and Parks is referred to the Committee on Ag and Natural Resources.
April 9, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 41-2 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed James E. McCone, Canton, Lincoln County, South Dakota, to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. This appointment is effective May 5, 2008, and shall continue until January 10, 2012. Sincerely, M. Michael Round.
That appointment is also referred to the Committee on Ag and Natural Resources.
January 8, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 41-2 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Timothy Kessler, Brown County, Aberdeen, South Dakota, to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. This reappointment is effective immediately and shall continue until January 10, 2013. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The reappointment of Tim Kessler to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission is referred to the Committee on Ag and Natural Resources.
July 23, 2008, dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 11-11 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Kurt Jones, Marshall County, Britton, South Dakota, to the Housing Development Authority. This reappointment is effective immediately and shall continue until June 30, 2013. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The reappointment of Herb Jones to the Housing Development Authority is referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
July 23, 2008, dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 11-11 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Bruce Rampelberg, Rapid City, Pennington County, South Dakota, to the Housing Development Authority. This appointment is effective August 1, 2008 and shall continue until June 30, 2013. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Bruce Rampelberg to the Housing Development Authority is referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
October 23, 2008, dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 13-47 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Gary Schlenker, Sioux Falls, Minnehaha County, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Directors for Educational Telecommunications. This appointment is effective October 22, 2008, and shall continue until June 30, 2011. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Gary Schlenker to the Board of Directors for Educational Telecommunications is referred to the Committee on Education.
November 18, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 24-13 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed James P. Smith, Peer, Hughes County, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles. This appointment is effective November 18, 2008, and shall continue until January 16, 2012. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of James Smith to the Board of Pardons and Paroles is referred to the Judiciary Committee.
June 26, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 13-49 of the South Dakota Codified Laws, and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Melanie J. Satchel, Rapid City, Pennington County, South Dakota, to the State Board of Regents. This appointment is effective July 1, 2008, and shall continue until June 30, 2010. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
That appointment is also referred to the Committee on Education.
January 15, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 49-16B of the South Dakota Codified Laws, and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Dennis Yaton, Brule County, Chamberlain, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Railroad Authority. This reappointment is effective January 21st, 2008, and shall continue until January 16th, 2012. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The reappointment of Dennis Yaton to the Railroad Authority is referred to the Transportation Committee.
January 15th, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 49-16B of the South Dakota Codified Laws, and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Jerry Prostrallo, Lake County, Madison, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Railroad Authority. This reappointment is effective January 21, 2008, and shall continue until January 16, 2012. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The reappointment of Jerry Prostrallo to the Railroad Authority is referred to the Committee on Transportation.
July 30th, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 23A-28B-3 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Teresa Martz, Winner, Drip County, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Crime Victims Compensation Commission. This appointment is effective January 30th, 2008 and shall continue until January 30th, 2009. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Teresa Martz to the Victims Compensation Commission is referred to the Judiciary Committee.
July 16, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 23A-28B-3 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Judith Hines, Minnehaha County, Brandon, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Crime Victims Compensation Commission. This reappointment is effective immediately and shall continue until June 30th, 2011. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The reappointment of Judy Hines to the Crime Victims Compensation Commission is referred to the Judiciary Committee.
April 10th, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1-16H of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Graham Fleming, Berkeley, California, to the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority. This appointment is effective April 9, 2008 and shall continue until April 9, 2014. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Graham Fleming to the Science and Technology Authority is referred to the State Affairs Committee.
August 11, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1-16H of the South Dakota Codified Laws, and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Dana Dykhouse of South Dakota, Minnehaha County, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority. This appointment is effective August 8, 2008, and shall continue until August 8, 2014. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of David Dykhouse to the Science and Technology Authority is referred also to State Affairs. Reports of select committees.
Mr. President, your joint select committee appointed for the purpose of conferring with the director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory of legislative documents has met and made arrangements for such documents. Respectfully submitted, Brian Gosch, Manny Steele, Jason Ferries, House Committee, Thomas Dempster, Cooper Gardnels, Gary Hansen, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. President, your joint select committee appointed to make arrangements for a memorial service for deceased former members of the South Dakota House of Representatives and Senate. Respectfully reports that they recommend that the House of Representatives and Senate recess and convene in the House chambers at 3 p.m. on January 22, 2009. Respectfully submitted, Roger Hunt, Nick Moser, H. Paul Dennett, House Committee, Tom Hansen, Art Frisley, and Sandra Gerstead, Senate Committee.
Members of the Senate, Senator Klochek asked the Senate please welcome his friends Colonel John Phillips and also Emery Cleven, who is a 22-year farm broadcaster from Bellevue, Nebraska, and a former president of the National Association. They're right up here in the gallery. Please welcome them.
Thank you.
Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith HCR 1001, which has been adopted by the House, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
House concurrent resolution number 1001, a concurrent resolution urging Congress to pass a well-funded, multi-year federal highway program in a timely manner.
ACR 1001 committee referral has been waived and it will be placed on tomorrow's calendar.
Senator Knutson moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 12 a.m. Friday, 12 p.m. Friday, noon, right. Not midnight, noon. Friday, January 16th, the fourth legislative day.
Is there a second? The motion is convened tomorrow at noon. Any remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. Consideration of reports of committees, and I will inform the body that our voting tabulation on the computer is not working, and so we're going to be tabulating the votes by hand, so it may be a little bit slower. I ask your indulgence.
Senator Knutson moves that the report of the Senate Select Committee relative to Senate rules as found on page 33 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? The motion is Senator Knutson's motion that the Senate Select Committee relative to Senate rules report be adopted. Any remarks on that motion? Senator Knutson.
Mr. President, this is a fairly routine change. What it does is change the number of members on the Appropriations Committee from 9 to 7. For the 2009-2010 session.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question is the Senate Select Committee on Senate Rules report. Those in favor of the report say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Bella. Aye. Adelstein.
Aye.
Ahlers.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Frisley. Gant,
aye.
Garnos,
aye.
Gillespie,
aye.
Gray,
aye.
Hanson Tom,
aye.
Hanson Gary,
aye.
Haverly,
aye.
Heideprim,
aye.
Howie,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Unhoff, Gerstead, Klochek,
no.
Knutson,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Merchant, Miles,
aye.
Nelson, Nesselhoff,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Thiessen, Turbeck-Berry, Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 ayes, 2 nays.
Having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect, motion is carried and the report is adopted.
Senator Knutson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to fixing compensation for the 84th Legislative Session employees as found on page 34 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Hearing none, the question is the Select Committee relative to compensation report. Those in favor of the report say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah. Adelstein. Ollers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Gerstead, Klocek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Thiessen, Turbackberry, Valley. Mr. President, there are 35 ayes.
Having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect, the President declares the motion carried and the report is adopted.
Senator Knutson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to securing chaplains for the 84th Legislative Session as found on page 35 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Knutson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for legislative days for the 84th Legislative Session as found on page 36 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. For those new members, I just call your attention to the fact that the Journal has these reports that we're voting upon now if you want to refer to them.
Senator Knutson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the Joint House and Senate rules for the 84th Legislative Session is found on page 35 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion. Senator Gray.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, just one minor change or somewhat major relating to the Senate rules change, but most of you won't recognize what it does or how it might impact you. Those of you who have been on appropriations realize that in the past, when we mark up the final bill, when you take amendments on the final bill, it has been one vote amongst all 18 Senate members. We made an adjustment when we changed the rules a few moments ago to move the Senate to 7 members on the Appropriations Committee. And in order to protect the Senate's interests, we wanted to make a change in the joint rules so that any senator or any member, for that matter, of that final committee could call for a separate vote of each body. So ultimately what would happen is the Senate would need to have a majority vote and the House would need a majority vote to pass an amendment to the general bill. That's what this this rule change would do. We're adopting all the joint rules here, but that is the significant change in the joint rules this year. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Gant, and then Senator Hunstead.
Thank you, Mr. President. A question for Senator Gray.
State your question.
Senator, this language then would allow any member for any reason to say
Senator, is your mic on?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Can you hear me? No? Is that better? Just wondering, so any member could request this. He or she wouldn't need a second or anything, and it could be a House member or a Senate member. Just one member who's on that committee of 16 people could request this separate vote.
Senator Gray, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, that's the case. We debated this at length in the Legislative Procedures Committee. It was actually an amendment to the original amendment. We had asked... One of the members had asked to to offer this amendment, basically to keep the process the same. Most of the votes will be a voice vote or a raise of the hands, but if there is any division, any member can ask for that roll call vote.
Senator Hunstad, you had a question, sir, or a comment?
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Gray, along those same lines, what would be the procedure for someone to ask for this division? Would it be after the vote? Would it be within so many seconds of the announcement? Or how do we see, in other words, could the vote have happened? And I say, I'd like to see a division, if you would mind.
Senator Gray, do you wish to respond?
Yes, Mr. President. I would envision it just like that. I think much of this will be the discretion of the chair, but much like on the floor, if you ask for a division, I suspect the chairs will readily anticipate any request and grant any request for a roll call vote.
Thank you.
Senator Hunstad, you have the floor. Further questions or comments? Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question, Senator Haverly.
Question.
State your question, sir.
So once you've called for the division or called for the separate vote, if the two houses or within the appropriations room can't come up with a conclusion of agreement, what happens then to the amendment?
Senator Gray, do you wish to respond?
I would anticipate that that amendment would fail if you can't get a majority of both houses.
Senator Havel, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks? Hearing on the question, Senator Knutson's motion that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the Joint House and Senate rules be adopted. No. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah. Adelstein.
Aye.
Ahlers.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bradford. Brown,
aye.
Dempster,
aye.
Frisley,
aye.
Gant,
aye.
Garnos,
aye.
Gillespie,
aye.
Gray,
aye.
Hanson Tom,
aye.
Hanson Gary,
aye.
Haverly,
aye.
Heideprim,
aye.
Howie,
aye.
Hunstad,
aye.
Hunhoff,
aye.
Terstead,
aye.
Klocek,
aye.
Knutson,
Maher,
aye. Merchant,
aye.
Miles,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Turbackberry,
aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 ayes.
So the vote having received a two-thirds vote, affirmative vote of majority of the members elect, the President declares the motion is carried and the motion is adopted and the report is accepted. I have one announcement that's been given to me. All legislators and guests and session employees and guests are invited to the Cultural Heritage Center for their annual legislative reception from 4 to 6 p.m. today. Are there any other announcements? Senator Dempster and then Senator Adelstein.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the body, just a quick reminder to occupy and to reiterate an invitation for breakfast tomorrow that you've received from the South Dakota National Guard. This usually for me is a pretty moving experience. It gives us the ability to understand the capacity and the abilities of our Guard and to honor them with your presence. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Adelstein.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Human Services tomorrow morning at 7:45.
Thank you. Further announcements? Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The South Dakota Retirement System will have an informational meeting immediately after this session in room 414 to discuss the trust funds and the retirement funds.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Dempster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the body, Senate State Affairs tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock.
Mr. President.
Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you. Joint Appropriations tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. We'll hear comments from BFM and Department of Social Services. Thank you.
Senator Hansen.
Senate Tax Committee will meet at 10 o'clock tomorrow to hear a report from the Department of Revenue. We'll meet from 10 to 11.
Further announcements. Senator Valley.
Senate Transportation will meet at 7:45 in the morning. We're going to have Department of Transportation there. So if after you get through with the after the National Guard presentation, it would be another good presentation to be at the Department of Transportation and the Highway. We're going to have kind of a review of the Highway Needs and Financing Task Force that we had this summer. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Alstein moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Motion to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned.